kids! Kathleen Mashana, hosting another episode of the Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition podcast. It's story time, listeners! Today's book I'm going to read to you is Swimmy by Leo Leonardi. Enjoy! A happy school of little fish lived in the corner of the sea somewhere. They were all red. Only one of them was as black as a mussel shell. He swam faster than his brothers and sisters. His name was Swimmy. One bad day, a tuna fish, swift, fearless, and very hungry, came darting through the waves. In just one gulp, he swallowed all the little red fish. Only Swimmy escaped. He swam away in the deep, wet world. He was scared, lonely, and very sad. Poor Swimmy, listeners. But the sea was full of wonderful creatures. And as he swam from marvel to marvelous, Swimmy was happy again. He saw a Medusa made of rainbow jelly. A lobster who walked about like a water moving machine. Strange fish pulled into an invisible thread. A forest of seaweed growing from sugar candy rocks. An eel whose tail was almost too far away to remember. And sea anemones who looked like pink palm trees swaying in the wind. Then, hidden in the dark, made of rocks and weeds, he saw a school of little fish just like his own. "Let's go and swim and play and see things," he said happily. "We can't," said the little red fish. "The big fish will eat us all." "But you can't just lie there," said Swimmy. "We must do something." Swimmy thought and thought and thought. Then suddenly he said, "I have it. We are going to swim all together like the biggest fish in the sea." He taught them to swim close together, each in his own pace. And when they had learned to swim like one giant fish, he said, "I'll be the eye." And so they swam in the cool morning water, in the midday sun, and chased the big fish away. The end. I hope you enjoyed today's story. Ask a grown-up to click the subscribe button so that way you won't miss any new episodes. Listen to Blind Techie Geek Speaks Kids Edition wherever you get your podcasts. Bye for now, listeners.